Let's meet our next two contestants. Eileen Murphy, you're a user experience designer.
Yes.
That is a sexy title.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Your opponent is Matt Edwards. You're a business analyst.
That's correct.
And a sports-minded guy. You're into CrossFit, but I liked this story that you once knocked your 95-year-old grandfather unconscious while playing ping pong.
That's correct.
How did that happen?
He's still with us.
He's still with us, yeah.
Yes.
I would hope so if you just throw that out as a funny anecdote that wasn't how it ended.
Yes. Yes, I was playing with my father, and my grandfather asked to play, so you can't tell your grandfather no. He picked up the paddle from my father and said, "Oh, I haven't played in 50 years. Should have thought better, but I lobbed him a nice, easy serve. He swung, missed, tripped, and knocked his head on the wall.
Oh! Yeah, how'd you feel, Matt?
I was up 1-0. I felt great.
Eileen, what would you say is one thing people misunderstand about you?
For the most part, my name, spelling, pronouncing, people say the weirdest things when they try and spell it.
You don't need to tell me, sister.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. So what do they call you?
Helen,
Eileen.
Oh, all the time.
They just go for a completely different name.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just like, I'm not even going to bother trying. I'm going to call you Helen.
Yep.
Nice. Matt, what is one thing people misunderstand about you?
Based on all the tests I take, I'm a clear introvert. And people think that means I don't like people or I'm totally shy.
Yeah.
So I have to remind them it's really where I get my energy from. So as an introvert, it takes more energy to interact with others than extroverts would.
But you like people?
Most.
Wow. I'm an extrovert and I hate everyone. Well, your game is called Misunderstood. In this game, you're going to be addressing some women who have very unusual names, and they all prefer to be addressed as Miss. So let's go to our puzzle guru, Craig Pliska, for an example.
If I said to you, waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I ordered filet mignon, not porterhouse. Please take this entree back. That would clearly be a clue to the word mistake.
Right?
Mistake.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, they got it.
Right, because...
They don't like it, though.
No, yeah. They hate it, but they're going to live with it for 5 minutes.
It's got that slow, like, yeah. Right, the word mistake starts with miss. The clue mentions types of steak. The waitress in the clue made a mistake. It works on so many different levels, and by that, I mean three. Let's play. Hey, you, with the striped purple top and the checkered red pants and two different colored socks, do you have something to help me light this candle? Matt.
Mismatch.
Exactly. Our band is on in 30 seconds, but wait, where's the vocalist? Did she just disappear? No wonder she's called... Eileen.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, okay, that's all right. Matt, you want to steal?
Missing,
ah. Yes. Yes. She's with her boyfriend, Mystery. You're terrible at shuffling and passing out playing cards, but I think you have a great future making shady business transactions. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska, can you help our contestants out?
Oh, I do need help.
Miss Steele?
Miss Steele is correct! Let's try the next one. Hey, turn that frown upside down. They could have given you 5 years in prison and charged you with a felony, but you got a great plea deal for a lesser charge. Matt.
Misdemeanor.
Misdemeanor is correct. Could have gone with mistrial or misfire, but you didn't.
That would have been a mistake.
Ha! I like you. I like you, Matt. We've been following you through the woods this whole time because we thought you knew where you were going. Why didn't you tell us you were lost? Matt.
Misplaced?
No, I'm sorry, that's not correct.
Eileen, can you steal?
Mislead?
We'll accept
that,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll take that. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you think you're feeling overwhelmed and unable to cope with daily pressures? Well, maybe you shouldn't be having secret midnight rendezvous with my husband.
Mm-hmm. It's not a true story.
It's based on all of our lives. Stressed and
Yes.
Eileen, it just came to me.
Yeah.
But mistress?
Yes.
Mistress, yes.
I was trying to help.
It's the best kind of clue to give.
Just I know.
Half the answer.
Really don't is. Say stress, don't 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 say stress.
I know.
Stress.
Greg Fliska, Puzzle Guru, how did our contestants do?
Well, it's exciting. We have a tie. So here is your tiebreaker question. On a drizzly, foggy day like this, there's nothing better than getting a cup of hot chai or Earl Grey. Matt?
Misty.
Misty is correct. Thank you, Eileen, and congratulations, Matt. We'll see you in the final round at the end of our show.